Okay, Shalom Aleichem, welcome to our Pirkei Avos Chabura. We're holding Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. It's my friend Yonatan, lives next door. The goal, Yitzhak, the goal is to discuss. That's the goal. To Avodas Hashem for my hey Yitzi, you met Yonatan, you met Yitzi?
Hi.
Okay, my friend Meir. It's my friend Yonatan, very close friend of mine, lives next door. Been close for many years. But the goal is to discuss, because I've discovered over my years as an observant Jew that the best learning is without any question accomplished by just discussing with friends. Sichas Chaverim. Rav Nachman talks about that at great length, and it's actually part of my mission statement. If I remember correctly,
Does that mean that you're welcoming and inviting, like, input and dialogue? Like it's not.
this is not a shir, this is a chabura, not a shir. We're here to discuss together. So
Okay, because
all our huh?
no, because oftentimes that means not really making it far in the text, or I don't know, like
Yeah,
what your
so
goal is.
what all I want to do is I'm going to read the Mishnah, and we'll read the Rav Mebatanora, and it's an open forum. That's it. Ideally, you would have gone through something and had had some ideas to put in, but I'm sure ideas will just come up as we speak. So let's jump in. So it's Mishnah Beis, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, and this is very dear to me because Shimon HaTzaddik is my I'm technically called B'nai Shimon HaTzaddik, of the B'nai Shimon HaTzaddik, because when there are certain tzaddikim who were zoicha to have a minyan by their kever. Yeah, not all tzaddikim have a minyan by their kever, but there's certain tzaddik, like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai obviously has lots of minyan by his kever, and Shmuel Navi doesn't really. Rabbi Akiva does. And there's a bunch of tzaddikim who have so Shimon HaTzaddik is one of the tzaddikim who has a kavur minyan by his kever, and I've been davening now in that minyan for 10 years plus or something. So somebody who's kavur, a minyan of a tzaddik, is called b'nei whatever the tzaddik is. So I'm actually called I'm of the b'nei Shimon HaTzaddik, my claim to fame. Okay, so Shimon HaTzaddik Chaya Mishaya Knesset HaGedolah. He was of the remnants of the men of the Great Assembly. Hu Haya Oimer. He used to say, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'Oilam Oimed. On three things the world exists or stands. Al Torah, Al Avodah, Al Gemilas Chasadim. Anyone's got anything to throw in before we see what the Rav Mebatanora says?
Just where are we again? Where are we?
Chapter one, Mishnah two. I just one little thought that I always had, because we say it, everyone says this every, in the morning when we're davening. Ala Torah v'ala Avodah v'ala Mitzvah is the idea of thought, speech, and action. Torah is thought, Avodah, which is Korbanos, which is now being replaced by Tefillah, that speech, and Gemilas Chasadim is obviously action. So the world stands on the purification, or the sanctification, I should say, of thought, speech, and action. That was just a thought I had. Okay, so the Rav Mebatanora says, Mishiarim. Yeah, what does it mean? Mishiarim says, Mishiure, from the remnants. Shemesu Kulan, that after all of the base of, after all of the men of the Great Assembly died, Nishtaira HaKabbalah B'yadoi, the tradition was maintained in Shimon HaTzaddik's hand. Hu Haya Kohen Gadol Acher Ezra. He was the Kohen Gadol after Ezra. Okay. Hu Haya Omer. This is a very important idea. Hu Haya Omer. Yeah, what does that mean? I said, he said. Kaloimer, it means Kach Haya Mogila B'Pumia Tamid. Mogila B'Pumia Tamid. He always used to say this. It's not just he said this. This was his thing. Like I say, the Havdil, but I say, like, making and keeping promises. Yeah. This was his thing. This was his I don't know if I should have said Lahav though, but this was his thing. He said this all the time. That's what it means. So throughout all the Pirkei Avos, when it says that the Tzaddik used to say this, it meant he was always saying it. This was his what would you call that? His
Slogan, tagline,
his not ethos, his
mission statement, motto,
as well.
motto.
Motto, that's getting closer. Yeah, something like that. That is motto. There's a fancy word for motto. Okay. Rabbi Ploini, man. This is what he's saying. That every Rebbe so and so, Oimer, who hire Oimer, Shebasekhtazu, that when it says who hire Oimer, he used to say in this Masechta, Perushan, its perish is, hire Ragul Oimer came Tamid. He used to say it all the time. So these are like ethoses that these tzaddikim lived by. Pirkei Avos is not just, a one-off pithy, powerful statement. Every time you see who hire Oimer in Pirkei Avos, it was a philosophy that this tzaddik was living with. That's a really deep thing to know. Okay, ha'olam oimed. The world stands. What does that mean? Lo nivra ha'olam ela bishvil gimel devarim hallelu. The Torah was created exclusively for these things. Now, let me ask you a question here, yeah? So the three things are Torah, Avoda, which means sacrifices, but that means tefillah, really, in our situation, and Gemilas Chasadim, yeah? There's one thing missing from the list,
Mitzvahs,
which is what makes these things possible.
Hashem, Hashem.
Well, that's not the Ho the Olam is not made on Hashem. He made the Olam. It's funny because what does Rashi say at the beginning of the Chumash? The first thing he says, he gives the reason why Hashem created the world for two things.
Eretz Yisrael.
No, close.
The
He's
Jewish people.
yeah, Bishvil Torah, Bishvil Yisrael, for the Torah and for Yisrael. So you realize that Allah Torah, Allah Vayda, Al Gemilas Hasadim, if there isn't Yisrael, there isn't Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Hasadim. Maybe there could be Gemilas Hasadim, maybe, but
You
the
could say,
yeah.
but they say if you save one life, it's like saving a whole world. So if it says three things the world stands on, you consider a Jewish person is like the world. Then he stands on these three things.
What do you mean? I'm not understanding.
You say, since there's three things the world stands on, right?
Yeah.
Similarly, if you save a life, especially if it's like a Jewish life, it says the phrase is it's like saving a whole world. So if you equate the world with man, with the Jewish people, that's what we stand on. We stand up. We our support are these three things. So we are included in that phrase. If you equate a human life or a Jewish life soul with the world, right? You save a life, it's like saving a whole world, isn't
Okay.
it?
Oh, I hear
Because
you.
the world.
Oh, I did. I hear you. I was just meaning that without the Jew, there's no Torah, there's no Avodah, and I mean, Gemilas Hasadim is really probably meaning from the mitzvah, but you need a Jew to especially with Torah. Without the Jews, there is no Torah. The Torah needs Yisrael, and Yisrael need the Torah. Meaning, without Yisrael, the mitzvahs of the Torah couldn't be done. Remember, Yitzi, we learned that in the Sukkah. Remember that Yisrael and the Torah are completely interdependent. You can't have one without the other. Yisrael is how the Torah expresses herself, and the Torah is what Yisrael is there to express. So it's like the man and the woman. It's like you can't. There's nothing doing. It could even be said the other way, that the Torah is really like the bride of Yisrael more than the Chosen. That's why the Yid on Simchas Torah is called Chosen Torah. He's the Chosen to the Torah. The Torah is like the color. Okay.
Shmuel, would this mean that if one of these things wasn't taking place, the world would fall apart, or the other two would still hold it up? Like,
That's a good question. I
what do you
don't know.
think? I mean, it stands on these three things. So you need all three?
I think they're anyway interdependent. I don't think you can have any without the other. Like you just need all of these things going on. It's like seichel, midas, and behavior. It's like machshava, dibur, and maaseh. It's the purpose of the purpose of creation. Remember, creation got created to reveal God. So Hashem is revealed through all of these things. His mind is revealed through, yeah, go on, man.
Yeah, but the world was created for people to become closer to Hashem, and we were added. Jews were added later. No, like I personally have a slight issue with the narrative, and maybe I'm just learning in my old age. But I have an issue with the narrative that like the Jews are the center of the world, and everything else here is just like the our servants or whatever. Like, is that really the case? Weren't we put here to just show to be a light upon the nations, but the goal is for the nations to also be a light themselves, you know, or for us to shine a light onto them.
I was just giving a share this morning about this, and the purpose of the nations, the reason why they're called the Umos HaOlam, what the way I've learned it, is they are here to build the world. They are here to, without the Umos HaOlam, there wouldn't be a world for us to bring God into. So it's like, who's more important, the student or the teacher? That's a silly, it's not a question. You to see, it's a really good question. It's good that you have a problem with it. I'll tell you why. Because a humble person who's at the head of an organization realizes that every part, if it's a good organization, every player in the organization is essential. You couldn't have. I remember. I've told this story a few times, but when I was working as a dishwasher, a dish cleaner in a hospital in London, it was the worst, most disgusting job in the whole world. It was absolutely. I mean, probably not, but it was really unpleasant in this dungeon. Yeah, with this dishwasher that you like, you pick it up like that, you put the plates and stuff in, you close it. It goes. Like you get spritzed with boiling hot steam, and then you open it up, you put it through, and it's never ending. The minute you've done it, there's a whole new, and it never ever ends, yeah? And you just do it forever. And I just remember being really down, Sham Gavriel, and then realizing that if I was to stop cleaning these dishes, within a couple of hours, the entire hospital would grind to a halt. Mamash. The patients wouldn't have any dishes. They wouldn't be able to serve any food to the patients. They wouldn't be able to serve any food to the doctors, to the nurses. And I felt, wow, that's really amazing. This whole operation is on my shoulders. Okay, look, you could replace me, but this job is called this job. This entire massive operation of this hospital could not exist without my job, and that empowered me. So now, who's more important? The CEO of the hospital or me cleaning the dishes. They're both essential. The only mindset that says that one is more important is when you're looking at each thing individually. But when you've got a Clullius, a inclusive, holistic outlook, you're just seeing an entire organism, like your foot. Is just as important as your eyes. It's just as important as your brain. If you want to have a complete organism, so too on an organizational level. So on a level of creation, the Jews are like, you should be thinking, look, I feel very privileged and honored to be in this position, but I'm not better than anyone else. But it comes the other way as well, where somebody says, no, I couldn't. I'm not the chosen people. I couldn't, you know. That's also coming from the same fragmented outlook on life. Because that's also a problem with the idea of, well, look, there's a hierarchy. Hashem created the world in a hierarchy, but if you're looking with holistic eyes, everything's together and it's all absolutely important and valuable. And that's how we're meant to be looking at the world. Don't take yourself out of the cloud. That's the Russia. Yotzias Atzmo min ha-klal. He takes himself out of the cloud. We put ourselves into the cloud and we're looking. So Gabrielle and I learned this. We learned this this afternoon, a few hours ago, that Gabrielle, we're talking about the relationship between the Umos HaOlam and Klal Yisrael, and we're saying that the Umos HaOlam are here to build the world, and we're here to fill it with Hashem. So who's more important? What?
What Mishnah?
We're in the second Mishnah. Al Torah al Avodah ve al Gemilas HaSadim. But I was saying that without Yisrael, there is no Torah. The Torah needs Yisrael to fulfill her. And also Avodah, and I suppose Gemilas HaSadim. So let's see what the Rav says. So it says, Al Torah. Gavriel, you want to read? No? Okay. Al Torah. If it wasn't that Yisrael were makabel the Torah, they would not have been created. Dichsiv, im loy brisi yomim v'layla, if it wasn't for my covenant day and night, the statutes of Shemayim and Aretz, I wouldn't have put. Basically, thank God we were makabel the Torah. And that's the reason why it was Kofi HaKagigis. It couldn't have been any other way. That was part of the plan. Yisrael would be Makabel the Torah on Yom HaShishi. Yeah, that's what well, it's Yom HaShishi. And that had to be. And the Rav Martinor is telling us that if it wouldn't have been, then Hashem would say, no, thank you. I'm not into this. Allah Avoida. Avoidus a Korbanus. That's really, I mean, when you think about it, the Korbanos, the first interaction that man had with God was Korbanos. The first interaction God had with man was mitzvah. But the first interaction that man had with God was Korbanos. That was Cain and
I
Hevel.
mean, tefillah was before Karbanas.
What with well that was I get what you're saying that what by Adam with the rain. Yeah, I'm just wondering if that was more if that was Adam that was really Hashem. I suppose the way it's set up that was that really goes with the whole idea anyway because tefillah is korbanos. It's interesting that when you think of it because tefillah replaced korbanos, but saying the way you're saying it's now korbanos replaced tefillah, and then we went back
Not
to
replaced.
Tefillah.
It was a dual avoda. They were both existing at
Wasn't
the same
Korbanos though.
time.
By Adam, there was no Korbanos. What was the Korban by Adam?
I
He was
mean, the
there
Gemara
for
says
Adam's wife.
that Adam had did karbanas.
Okay, that's not the Pasha. That's not in the Chumash though.
Well, neither is tefillah.
A little bit, but by Cain and Hevel, Korbanos is Korban. I mean, P Jordan Peterson, Lavdo, he speaks about this the whole time. Is that relationship with God is about sacrifice, but relationship with everything is about sacrifice, and relationship with yourself is about sacrifice. And that's like we've said before, the definition of a narcissist is a person who can't even give to his future self. That's so powerful. So life is about sacrificing, even to lead a To lead an effective life, it's about sacrificing for the future. People save now to sacrifice for the future. People don't eat junk so that their future will be better. People hold back from saying that horrible thing to their wife so their future will be better. It's life is about, so if you want a good life, you have to sacrifice. That's just part of the mechanics of reality, no? Anyone disagrees with that?
I agree with that.
That's baked into the very essence of creation, the need to sacrifice. So he says, so the Bartanoa says that avoidus a korbanos shekach shninu b'mesechtas tainus ilmale ma'amados. If it wasn't for the groups of people who did the korbanos, lo nischayim shemayim v'aretz. There also wouldn't be the aretz shemayim v'aretz. And we find shebishvil hakorbanos shekiv noach. That because of the korbanos that Noach was makriv, Nishba, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch made a Shavua, Shaloi Yevia Mabul Oilam. I didn't know that. You knew that? It was because of the Korbanos that Noach offered, that Hashem promised to, I didn't know that at all. That Hashem promised to not destroy the world again with a Mabul. Hoysha Oilam
So
Oimed Al Korbanos.
if he hadn't offered that, if he hadn't offered the Korbanos, would that oath would never have been made. It could have happened again and again.
It sounds like that. That's what it says. That's what he said. That's how I understood it. Okay, but al gemilas hasadim dichsiv. So, and on gemilas hasadim, oilam chesed yibone, the famous pasuk from Tehillim. The world was built from chesed. But gemilas hasadim, who? Oh, gemilas hasadim. What is it? The sameach chasanim, to give a simcha to chasanim, ulenachem aveilim, and to comfort mourners, to visit sick people, mesim, and to bury dead people. That's gemilas hasadim, making grooms.
Wait, that's amazing.
Yeah,
That's
go on.
actually amazing because the Rambam, I have to look it up, but I gave a shiur on it a few years ago and I just listened to it last night. I don't remember where it is, but the Rambam lists all these mitzvahs derabanan. He
Really?
lists these mitzvahs. And he
Dafkali,
says,
this exact list
what?
of answers?
Yeah, these
Yeah?
things. Bikur cholim, havayas ameis, achnasas kala, elu dvarim she'en lahem shiur. And he says, and gadol mekulam, levius orchim.
Levius Orchim.
That's right.
Been walking them out of your house.
That's right.
Seeing guests out of your house.
Yes.
What's Pshat?
So he means haknasis orchim, but he calls it levius orchim. Or if YY says, probably b'shem the Rebbe, because when you walk a guest out, that's really showing him that you care. Because when he comes to your house, you get a geschmack out of serving him. But when you walk him out, you're showing him, I did it for you, not for me.
That's beautiful.
But it's interesting, the Rav does not include that one here. He stops.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. That's so interesting. Yeah. Okay. Let's do the next one. Now, this is I just say something funny because my English name is Anthony. Yeah, I spent half my life being called Anthony. So, Antignus Isoichoi. Antignus is very similar to my English name. Yeah, and Antignus was a student of Shimon HaTzaddik. And this whole thing, which is about don't be like the Avadim who serve Hashem, not to be mekabel pras, that's our everything. Lishma, avoid the Lishma. That's the whole that's everything I stand for. So I just mentioned that. Another interesting thing that I in the Torah that people should look for this stuff in the Torah for them. My one's a little bit obvious, but for my parsha, my bar mitzvah parsha is Shmois, Elu Shmois. And I saw that my name is encoded in the first two words. Elu Shmois is Shmuel. Yeah? The oisius of Shmuel is an Elu Shmois. And then, this is the really funny one, is the amount of psukim in parsha Shmois is Kuf Kaf Dalet, 124, which is Duke Gematria Diamond. Love. But everyone should look for that kind of stuff for themselves, and especially now with AI and the Gematria machines and things like that. Take some time out and look for, I also checked out the Gematria of my name, Shmuel Diamond, is Gematria Matanya, from Tanya, which is also cool. But you'll find loads of stuff for yourself as well. Just take advantage of the technology. But anyway, okay. So Antignus Soichoi. Should we finish? I think we should call it. I think it's. This is a big. This is big. We should do this next week. Any closing comments? Quick vote. Anyone has a quick vote on the Pasha?
Can we cover again what was the main like summarized idea? I'm sorry, go on.
Yitzi, you have a quick vote on the
I
Parsha?
heard you. I heard you. No, I would love to hear from you if possible, or somebody.
I say quickly that I'll say another. The Rebbe says that Avraham was told, "Lech lecha mi'atzecha m'nadetecha b'meisavicha." So the Rosh Rebbe said, "Me'atzecha is lashon ratzon, yeah, from all your tzonus. M'nadetecha is the idea of your habituated behavior. So basically, all your behavior. And me'beisavicha." It's a bit of a stretch, but Av is Loshen Chochma, meaning from all of your ideas, everything you know. So the first commandment to Avram was leave your Ratzon, leave your behavior, and leave your intellect, your knowledge, everything you know. Which sounds cool, but when you think about Avraham, you're like, that's a bit weird. Why? Because Avraham was like the leading Kiruv professional in the world. He had a whole organization being Makariv people to Hashem. That was his Ratzon. His Ratzon was to bring people back to Hashem, yeah? That was his Ratzon. So why would you leave that? His habituated behavior, he had a his tent was open on all sides. I bet he did a lot of Havas Orchim. He was doing Hachnasas Orchim the whole time. Like, why would you stop doing that? And Mebeis Avicha, he was the most intelligent man who ever walked the planet. He came to these the understanding of, recognition of the creator when he was like 3 years old, maybe. He was a tremendous mind. So why was Hashem saying to him, leave your Ratzon, leave your behavior, and leave your everything you know and start again?
Great question.
Yeah, great question, eh? And
I
it's
mean,
really
assuming that you said the Rebbe said this. Who said this, Kor?
yeah, the Rebbe,
Who's?
I heard it in the name of the Lubavitcher Rebbe.
Yeah, assuming that that Artzecha means Ratzon, Lalatcha means behavior, Bevesavicha means
That's how he
intellect.
judged it. Yeah, no, it
You
definitely
have to.
doesn't mean that.
So
That's a
even if you don't
gorgeous
say that,
question.
even if you don't say that, it's still the Pashup shot of the Pasuk, because Avram
Why?
already left for Canada. So how could it be that he's being told to leave his birthplace if he already left? So the answer is Rashi says it's rachik tefeh, which I want to touch means leave intellectually.
Why? Wait. Why? What's the
He
actual?
already left because the last week's part it's a machlokas Rashi and Ramban. Last week's parsha ends off that Avram left Ur Kasdim.
Okay.
He left his birthplace.
So, what did you say? Rashi says.
Rashi says hisrachek tefei, go further
Go
away.
further away. So, what did you say that meant?
Intellectually, break away from whatever you were conditioned to believe. Okay, so same question here.
So this is yeah. So this is so the Rav Shmuel answered like this. The way I understood it was that Avram, you came to all of these ideas by yourself, and that's wonderful. You understood through your mind that this is the right thing to want, yeah, to bring people back to God, and you understood through your mind that this is the correct behavior to have to be a big machnas orchim. And you understood with your mind everything that you understood with your mind, yeah? But now I'm making you into Yisrael. And that's a whole, all of the, see, it's so important to remember this, that we've the way we always paint it, yeah? A Jew is a human being with an neshama. So you can't ignore your human beingness. So if you're an intelligent human being, you can't just get away with emunah pashuta. Just believe. Just believe. Your neshama can do that fine, but your body, being a sophisticated, 2024 person, you can't deal with that. And eventually it's going to break down and come and bite you on the nose. So you have to work it out. You have to look into it. You have to be choyker into what, how does it mean? How do we know the Torah is true? That's an important thing for a modern, sophisticated, intelligent person to get involved in. How do you know the Torah is true? How do you know God spoke to the Yidden at Har Sinai? How do you know there's God Bichlal? These are questions that our Western mind needs to have some, and there are good answers to them as well. They really are very good answers. I remember after October 7th, I spent some time looking into Islam, yeah? And I was
Hey, good morning.
astounded. I was astounded by how ridiculous what their belief is based on compared to what our belief is based on. We take it for granted, Muhammad Hassinai and the whole discovery seminar and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, we've heard all the proofs and we just take it for granted, the existence of the Jewish people and all that stuff we take for granted, yeah? They've got nothing, literally nothing. It's like it's such a chizuk to look into what the Noitzrim say are their proofs for their religion, and what the Muslims say is their proof for their religion, and what we say is the proof for the Torah is just absolutely incomparable. Like it's not even apples and oranges, it's like apples and nothing. It's literally like nothing. It's ridiculous. But as a human being who's got a sophisticated mind, you think stuff, you need to answer these questions. So a Jew has got two avoiders. You've got the avoider of a human being, which you cannot underestimate and you cannot disregard. And you've got the avoider, more importantly, of Yisrael. And they're two opposite avoiders. One is from here up, and one is from there down. Like we've said, all Goyish philosophy, like the good philosophy that gets to the idea of the intelligent creator, it's extrapolating from this world. They know this world and they believe in God. Yisrael knows God and believes in this world. That's the avodah of Yisrael. So Avraham came to all of these ideas bottom up, and Hashem said, "Great. You pass. You just graduated from being a human being. Kol hakavod. Now let go. Now it's time to serve me, Bechinas Yid. I'm going to give you everything, and now it's time from top down." That's what it meant. Leave all of this stuff that you came to, meaning not leave it as in let get rid of it, the gum rates. You've graduated. You're now becoming Yisrael. And the job of Yisrael is not to build up this world. The job of Yisrael is to bring Hashem down into this built up world. And that was what the Baruch Jehovah was saying. So you could maybe say that that's what it says. I said this to Gabriel the other day. And maybe it's possible to say like this, that when the Ger came to Shammai and Hillel, he was a goy. He said, "Teach me the whole Torah on one leg." You know what I'm talking about? And Shammai chased him off with the Amos of Binyan, with the like a stick. And Hillel said to him, first he says he was Megayah him. Then he said, "What is hateful to you, don't do to your friend." The Idach Perusha. Zilgma. The rest of it is commentary. Go and learn. But you could understand it like this. Now, what is hateful to yourself, don't do to your neighbor, is the Torah for a human being. That's not the Torah for a Jew. That's the Torah for the human being. Yeah? It's not even a mitzvah. Da'alaich sani, yeah? That's the Torah for a human being. So that's very nice. Hillel told him the Torah for a human being, yeah? But he told him after he'd been Mizgaya him. So he was a Yid. He was talking to a Yid. So why not say Tzaddik ben Manasseh Yichyeh or any of the other things that the Tzaddikim had said from the Gemara in Makkos? He was already Jewish. He wasn't telling the Torah to the goy. You hear the question? So he says to, you could say like this, he says to the ger, "What is hateful to your friend, don't do to yourself." You know what they call that in the Goyish world?
Golden rule.
The golden
That's
rule.
called the golden rule, exactly. Yeah, if all of the people of the world worshipped the golden rule, we would be living in a fantastic world. A fabulous world. It would be fabulous. So that's the golden rule. For the people of the world. So why does Hillel say it to a get to a newly converted Jew? You can say it like this. He said to the newly converted Jew, "This is the rule of the world. Non-Jews need to live by this rule. What is hateful to you, don't do to yourself. Ve'idach perusha. Now be poyresh from it. Get away from that. Zil gemar. Now it's the avoider of finishing, like the Bris Milah is like the ticker, the gemar ticker, the what's it called? The gemar, not gemar tikkun. What do you call it, Gabriel? The gemar. It's the finishing move on the yid. So it's saying he's saying it's this idea that you can read it like that.
Marco
Not the Machabaz, it's called the something Gemar. The Gemar Tikkun Gemar. I can't remember anyway. So he's saying to the newly converted Jew, that is the Torah for a human being. Now our job is to go away from it. Meaning live that from the human aspect, but now our avoider of the Jew is a completely different Bechina. That's from above down. That's a completely different, it's a completely different reality. It's yeah.
So Shmuel, yeah, so on one foot. So again, so just so because there was a lot there. So why does Hashem tell Avram to leave all of that? Is because
Because Avraham came to all of that by himself.
okay.
He used his intellect,
Yeah.
which is what the human being is meant to do.
And
Use your
instead he
intellect
should.
to develop a good ratzon, good behavior, and a good intellect, good
Okay, good, yeah.
understandings. But that's for the human being. The Jew is bringing it down. The Jew has it already. The Jew has it from the Rabbeinu Shloim. He doesn't have to come to it from himself. But the fact that he's Jewish, he's a chelek elikai. He's a piece of God. So his ratzon is godly. His behavior is godly, and his intellect is godly. So this is what when Hashem was saying to Avraham, you are what's the word? Not progressing. You are graduating from being a human being. So now everything you came to by yourself, leave that. Now it's time to be Jewish, which means we're not coming to these ideas by ourselves. They're coming to us from God. Because that's the part of our soul that knows all that. That's not a part of our soul. Our soul understands all of this. Our soul and God are Echad Yachid and Meyuchad. They're mamash the same thing. So our ratzon as a Jew is godly. And our behavior as a Jew is godly. It's not something you come to. It's not something that you understand and come to. That's what the Jew is. He's bringing that down. So that was exactly what Hashem said to Abraham. Leave all of this stuff now. And it's time to be Jewish. I want to just finish on one thing quickly, and I wanted to tell Gabriel this, and I told Yitzi this, but this is really very special. It's very quick, and then I need to go, as I'm sure you do as well. That the halachas of tainis, we talk about making and keeping promises the whole time. Yitzi, you enjoyed this, yeah? This was a home run. That the halachas of tainis, Gabriel, listen to this, yeah? The halachas of a tainis yochid, of doing an individual fast, If you don't take on the fast on the mincha before the day that you fast, it's not a fast. So if you wake up early and you say, okay, I'm not gonna eat today, let's see how it goes, And you manage to not eat all the way through until Shkia or Saints, it was a good thing, but you didn't get a tinus. You weren't Makayim a tinus. The tinus is predicated, halachically, it works on the Kabbalah that you make the day before, on the commitment you make the day before. So the concept of tinus is making and keeping promises. The concept of an individual tinus, it's not about going without food, it's about saying that you're not going to eat. And then going without food. It's about making the promise and committing to it, not just not eating. That's amazing, no? No, Gabriel?
Yeah, it's great.
I thought that was amazing. That's really what the Tainus is. If you earn makabel, if you didn't commit to it, the mincha before, and that's the hard bit. Because if you just wake up in the morning, hey, look, I'm gonna see how it goes. Let me see. And there's a good chance that you'll be able to do it. It's a completely I've taken on a few tannaysim, yeah? And I tell you, it's a completely different thing committing to it the day before than just waking up in the morning and saying, I'm not gonna eat today. A
Is it also
complete
a kavana thing as well? That's
Yeah.
part of it. That's more that
Before
there's
that.
also that there's kavana because you as opposed to just waking up in the morning. It's both. I'm not, it's would you
But you have to make the commitment. So you could have had the kavana, but you have to make the commitment.
but where's the difference between the commitment and say, for example, intent? Because that seems to be more of a factor of intent. Like you could do it just before, but the intent really comes with preparation.
I'm not sure I hear that. I don't know. I hear intent and commitment. I have to talk about that. But the idea of the Tainus Yochid is that you commit and then you follow through on it. And I just know that is it's so hard. Everyone knows how hard that is. It's so hard to commit. It's so hard to commit. When I invite people to my sukkah once a year, yeah, for that big barbecue, do you know how many people say, yeah, I'll be there? Out of I must invite, 50 people, and maybe two or three people are able to say, yeah, I'll be there.
They say, yes, I'll be there, or like God willing, I'll be there. I'm just curious.
Most people say, yeah, B'ezrat Hashem, I'll be there. Yeah, but that's a commitment.
Man.
But most people are like, let's see, yeah, but we'll see. Hopefully, B'ezrat Hashem, yeah, but we'll bli neder. Let's see. We'll talk about closing
I
the
think the
Chazan.
Bli Neder is like, it's 50-50. If I come, if I can make it.
Bli neder is basically like you say something, and bli neder is like, no,
Exactly.
maybe.
Quick idea that I had last night on
You
Alderic, our limudim lately in Tanya. Lech lecha has two mashmos. One is go to yourself, and one is go for yourself.
Yeah.
And something that blows my mind, I wanted to ask you later. It was, and then Hashem says, and I'll make you famous, and you'll get money, and that's the reason a yid's supposed to serve Hashem. What does Avram need that for? Right. So I was just thinking
Famous question.
last night, I gave over the idea of your onig being the highest part of you. Hashem saying, go to yourself. Go to your deepest place of your onig and make that become for me.
Yes.
All right. Lech lecha. Go to yourself. What is the deepest part of yourself? Lech lecha, the part that's for yourself.
Beautiful. That was called that's called Akedas Yechidecha. That's the Yechida, and that's dafka what Avraham offered to Hashem. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Well,
Kolakov.
not yet, later.
Oh, well, that's the whole Indian of Avraham. Shkoyach. That's a beautiful thing to end on. Okay, Chazak v'yamatz. This is great. Please try and bring people along, and if we're prepared for whatever it'll be, it's a big chizuk for people. It's not a shir. It's just a schmooze. There's nothing like it.
I'm gonna bring like 50 people, Bli Neder.
Lean in there,
Yeah. Okay, you guys, have a great Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Well, thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.
Chazak v'yamatz.